Settling into your posture for practice. Feeling body sitting. Grounding yourself in the body, making contact with floor and chair, hands. Sounds are coming and going. The breath is breathing itself. Here is a poem to set us up for this practice. And it's by Yeats, and it's called The Lake Isle of Innisfree. So just let yourself fall into the words and lines and images, and just let them come forth, noticing how it all makes you feel. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer and noon a purple glow and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. I hear it in the deep heart's core. So this image of a lake we're going to use for our practice today, and hopefully that poem conjures up some images of a lake for you. Let's receive a little more instruction before we plunge into the formal practice. All right. A little more water imagery from the Buddha, who wrote also in verse. There are those who discover they can leave behind destructive reactions and become patient as the earth, unmoved by fires of anger or fear, unshaken as a pillar, unperturbed as a clear and quiet pool. And so we'll be using this water lake imagery to help us work with the hindrances today. One more reading. And I think this reading here, also from the Buddha, applies very well to how we can get caught in the hindrances, taking them personally, and elaborating and proliferating in the mind about them. And he instructed us as such. He said, to live here and now, you must train yourself. In the seen, there will be just the seen. In the heard, just the heard. In the sensed, just the sensed. In the thought, just the thought. That is the end of sorrow. So really strong, wise counsel to not get caught up in making more of whatever appears in the mind, whether practicing or not practicing. And so again, picking up the images of a lake in your mind's eye, perhaps from the poem, The Lake Isle of Innisfree, perhaps a lake that you know well. Whether you visualize the lake or you just kind of sense a lake before you, it doesn't matter. You don't have to visualize. A sensing of it is just fine. Being aware, perhaps, that the lake as a body of water is held in a receptive basin, the receptive basin of the earth itself. And anything that's dropped into the lake, anything that happens to the lake receives, it accepts. There's ripples, and then the lake settles again. So we can use this receptive, welcoming quality to help us in our practice with whatever should appear in our own mind. When a lake is very still, perhaps imagining or sensing your lake very still. And when it's very still, it has a mirror-like quality. You've seen this before, reflecting the trees, the sun, the moon, the clouds. The wind stirs it up, and those reflections are rippled and then disappear. And then they settle again. The lake settles again. So as you hold in mind a lake or sense it, allow yourself to become one with the lake, as it were. Whether sitting or lying down, become one with the lake. So that your energies are held by your awareness, by your openness and compassion for yourself, that receptivity, in the same manner as the lake. Breathing now with the lake image or sensing, moment by moment, feeling its body as your body. And allowing your heart and mind to be open, receptive, reflecting whatever shows up. If we get caught in wanting mind, we might momentarily experience the lake as colored, like dye across the water, that color filtering everything else that shows. We notice the wanting, we name it. It dissipates, and we have again a clear lake, a mind that's clear like the mirror qualities of a lake. And so too for all of the hindrances. You notice, note, name aversion, not wanting mind. You might use the image of choppy, boiling water before you. Or if you feel sleepy mind, sleepy body, you might use the image of the lake all covered with algae. Can't see through at all. Or if there's restlessness, you might imagine a wind coming across the lake, the water all choppy. And in times of doubt, you may imagine the lake is all muddied. So perhaps using these images to help you work with hindrances as they show. And appreciating too those times when the lake is perfectly still and clear and reflective like a mirror. Anchoring awareness in the breath, or in breath and body as a whole, whatever feels most easeful for you. As you embody a lake. Can you let whatever arises be okay with you? The surface of the lake becomes wavy, choppy, muddied, Can you see it as simply an essential quality of being a lake, of having a surface? And so for ourselves, of as being a human, all of these experiences, conditioned events, coming and going. And so not identify with the surface of the lake, with our surface experiences. Can you drop beneath those surfaces to the stillness that's always there a few feet under the lake? The water softly undulating, even though at the surface it could be quite choppy or muddied. And so not identifying with these surface arisings, but sensing that vaster awareness that's beneath the surface, that unwavering reservoir of awareness just below the surface of the mind. Recognizing and accepting all that shows. And appreciating too those moments of stillness, clarity, the mirror-like quality of the lake and of our minds. using the lake image as a way to really embody the intentions to hold in awareness and acceptance all the different arisings of mind and body and heart. Letting them be held just as the lake is held by the earth. Reflecting sun and moon, stars, clouds, trees, birds, people. Appreciating too all those moments when the waters settle, when there's clarity and stillness. And we can simply reflect what's arising through our minds. Nothing added, just the seen, just the heard, just the sensed. Just the thought, just the feeling, with nothing added. in listening to this closing piece from Thoreau. Thoreau on Walden Pond. In such a day, in September, October, Walden is a perfect forest mirror, set round with stones as precious to my eye as if fewer or rarer. Nothing so fair, so pure, and at the same time so large as a lake, perchance, lies on the surface of the earth. Sky water, it needs no fence. Nations come and go without defiling it. It is a mirror which no stone can crack, whose quicksilver will never wear off, whose gilding nature continually repairs. No storms, no dust can dim its surface ever fresh. A mirror in which all impurity presented to it sinks, swept and dusted by the sun's hazy brush. The light dust cloth, which retains no breath that is breathed on it, but sends its own to float as clouds high above its surface and be reflected in its bosom still. And that quote, of course, can be found in Thoreau's Walden. You can also find it in Jon Kabat-Zinn, Wherever You Go, There You Are, at the end of his lake meditation. And thanks to him for ideas for that.